Alrighty, so please do settle your body and get into a comfortable posture. Hands at peace, eyes closed, unless you're sleepy. Breathing through your nostrils and purge your lungs by a nice deep exhale. And then, again, gently, evenly through both nostrils, just let the breath naturally and gradually fill. And as it fills you, take that breath, that fresh, natural breath, as a focal point to settle and center your mind. And gradually, by settling your distracted mind, reining it in, and breathing it in, and on the other hand, also taking that gathered energy to uplift your fatigued or foggy mind. Gradually, we shift into a kinder, gentler breath rhythm and a more centered state of clarity and calm. And as we sort of then try to tune into the subtle energy, the pulse of refreshment that fills every tissue and cell, try to feel you're waking up inside your body for the first time. You're waking up inside each tissue and cell by riding that wave of fresh oxygen. And as you sort of wake up in your body and you feel it energized and aware, feel that, you know, you're sort of breaking out of the shell of defensiveness and shedding the skin of insensitivity. You're moving a breath at a time more and more away from the heavy, solid sense of self that we normally have, the feeling of having your body to drag around or protect as a sort of all alone and apart from the world. Instead, you're shifting into a lighter, clearer part of your spectrum where you're able to feel fluid and airy and spacious. And your body is more like a person-shaped bubble, floating in a sea of breath and awareness, filling and emptying with breath and awareness. It's like a bubble of life and light, filling with rainbow waves, like a cove filling and emptying with surf. And as you shift into that, you'll be aware that you're tuning into this healing energy and the healing awareness within and around you. And that tuning in that way sort of sets up a force field or firewall that filters out any triggers, any toxins, and sort of transforms your space into a pure healing learning environment. So there you are, floating in a kind of pool or space of pure energy and awareness that's now a perfectly safe healing learning environment, protected by a firewall of pure stability and clarity of mind and healing energy and awareness. And you can see the world outside, but it no longer looks ominous, and you can see through the surface disruptions. Actually, you feel perhaps that you've been transported or risen to a kind of healing paradise, a healing garden. You can hear the healing springs, you can smell the healing herbs, you can see all the trees that seem to sway with healing gems, making this sound of sort of soothing and fine healing sound. And now ask for your healing mentor to help guide you in your own process of self-healing. And imagine that just about 6 inches above your head, about the size of your crown itself, almost as big as your crown, there appears a sort of lotus, a rainbow light lotus, and on that a rainbow sort of toned or hued moon cushion that's made of pure luminous healing energy. And so the lotus is the pure letting go of bad habits. The healing cushion is adopting the positive, the moon cushion. And upon them suddenly appears your healing mentor, seated in, like the Buddha, only in lapis blue, wearing the Buddha's robes, saffron, his right hand over his right knee, holding a sprig of medicinal aloe, his left hand palm up at his lap, holding a bowl of meditative elixir, representing his perfect ability to heal the body and the mind. He has all the marks and signs of perfect vitality, longevity, altruism. He's a fully evolved being. At his heart, he's lit from within by a moon disc of pure, unconditional openness, radical openness. And upon that, bubbling up is an exclamation point of lapis light, sort of the size of a seed. And that's his affirmative voice. It's resonating with the rainbow aura that fills him and emanates out as an aura around him. And also resonating with the affirmation, with his affirmation, may you be healed. So now, sort of asking, sort of admiring his way of being, his qualities, and wanting them for yourself, offer yourself as a culture medium to develop his healing way of being. Let go of any sense, attachment to a sense of, you know, being stuck in your illness, unable to heal, stuck in your limits, whatever they are, and sort of see yourself through his eyes as a potential healing Buddha. And so do be able to deeply identify with his way of being. Feel as he sits on your head, you know, looking at life before you, he's like an ancestor or like your higher healing self, you know, guiding you, looking in the right direction, and sort of enjoy and vicariously sort of feel, I want to emulate that way of being, and then ask for the help you need. And specific, you know, imagine that thrilled to help you from his heart, there, the heart seed of rainbow light and sapphire exclamation point. There pours a nectar of pure white, blissful openness, healing energy and chemistry. And that rushes into your crown and fills you from above, fills your whole body, pushing physical illness and toxins out your toes as smoke. Then from his heart, a second wave of rainbow, sun-like healing energy and nectar, also tasting like blissful openness, pours into you through the core of your being and right to your toes, fills you up from toes all the way to crown, healing any limits of speech or thought and nervous system energy. And that sort of expels those limits, expel from your body, from your crown, as white smoke. And finally, from his heart, this beam of pure sapphire or lapis light, representing his mental healing energy, sort of beams into your heart and stirs the moon disc and the sapphire exclamation of your own natural healing energy and healing thought. Sort of as they warm and begin to glow, they fill your body with a rainbow light that's sort of a deep lapis sapphire light that's tinged with rainbow, and it sort of clears up any confusions, doubts, or spiritual limits. And then it all ripples out, fills and flows out your pores, so until your body begins to appear like the healing Buddha. And then you imagine that wave coming out into the world, rippling out into the world through all your intentions, words, and actions, until all living beings are a little bit affected or a little bit better off because there's one healthier person, one more healing agent in the world. And then as it ripples to the ends of the earth out of gratitude and validation, they send a wave of solidarity, a rainbow wave of healing energy and awareness that comes back through all the hearts and minds, back into your space, back into your heart to coalesce there as a drop of warmth and moisture, to sort of ask the healing Buddha to be with you, to guide you until you really fully embody his qualities, knowing that this is simply a simulation. First, he sort of sends the affirmation to you. At his heart appears a rainbow ribbon of sapphire words that unrolls or coils around the exclamation point at his heart, sitting on the moon disk. And that affirmation you recite with him. Oh, healer, great healer, supreme king of healing, make me sublime as you are. And you do that, you know, as many times as you like. 3, 7, 21, 108. Oh, healer, great healer, supreme king of sublime healing, make me sublime as you are. Oh, healer, great healer, supreme king of healing, make me sublime as you are. And as you do that, he, sort of the light from the syllable, the affirmation at his heart, sort of fills him. And, you know, filled with affection for you and care for you, he melts from the crown and toes into the affirmation ring. And the affirmation ring melts into the exclamation point. And that melts into a drop of rainbow light. And that slips into your crown, throat, and heart, and merges inseparably with your own inner healer and guide. And as you sort of savor that, just try and clear your lungs and take a nice deep breath. Let that pure energy and awareness sort of fill you, every fiber of your being, and hold that energy like an air within the balloon of your abdomen very gently. Before it's uncomfortable, let it out. And just let that energy sort of fill you and seal you and feel, I'm a vessel, my body and life are a vessel of pure healing energy and awareness. Okay, and as you do that, your heart syllable sort of becomes more warm and intense and begins to glow and ripple out, filling you as a flame would a lamp or a nectar vase and inspiring all your actions so there's a ripple effect as it ripples out into the world. Helping living beings in the city, country, and planet. They all become healing Buddhas or healing mentors. And to the ends of the earth, there's a sense of solidarity and validation, and that comes back to you in the form of a wave of solidarity, like a rainbow wave rippling through all the hearts and minds. As it comes back into your space, all living beings return to their normal appearance. You and your space return to your normal appearance. And at your heart, there's this distilled essence of warmth and moisture that's the healing energy, chemistry, and awareness of that is the reality of the healing mentor. And within that drop, commit whatever insight or energy you've developed in the course of your meditation to becoming a mentor of healing, perfectly accomplished in your self-healing for your own benefit and for the benefit of those around you.